Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your inspiration this day. This was just listening to those testimonies of Marco and Pedro from Meshach. And Lord, I just thank you. You're a good God, Father God. You just take us on, Father God. And you turn even tragedies into triumph, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you now for Brother Paul writing this letter to the Ephesians and to the faithful. Thank you, Lord, that we can be called the faithful, Father God, because you love us and you started a good work in our lives. And thank you as we go through this letter of the Ephesians, Father God, that we can be inspired, Father God, by your grace, your divine love, Lord, your divine purpose and vision, Lord, on a daily basis, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. It's Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
Dear friends, my name is Paul, and I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus, the Anointed One. May God Himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your lives.
Hallelujah. I love that the word for peace, total well-being. Thank you, Jesus. And where does the total well-being come from? It comes from grace, the divine influence on God's heart for creating everything and knowing exactly how everything should operate, because he's both the author of everything and the perfecter of everything. And praise God that we've, just like Paul, we've been taken out of this world and we've been brought close to him so that he can impart that which is necessary for us on a daily basis, so that we can be, just like Paul, ambassadors, lights of the Messiah, lights of the goodness that has come. Thank you, Father God, that you have united us in Christ. For our past has been dealt with and our future is secure because we're walking now together with you. And thank you, you start a work and you complete it. You never leave us and forsake us. So we commit this week to you, Father God. Your will be done, your kingdom come, Father God. Establish our thoughts, attitudes, and actions as we commit our day to you and all our days to you. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.